Michelle here from Booth Sounds. It's the 31st of December. It may sound like things are funny, but that's because I'm heading downstairs to get our turkey from the deep freeze. On New Year's Eve, well, actually not New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, every year, I try to do a turkey. Some of it is just for general leftovers, but some of it is due to the fact that, again, we need leftovers for a specific time. Around the end of January, I have a conference that I go to. That is called Break Forth. Now, I've got my back to you. I'm at the deep freeze right now. Break Forth is a spiritual equipping and renewal conference that happens here in Edmonton at the Shaw Conference Center. So anyway, I volunteer there. So I don't cook because I'm usually gone all day. So that's where these beautiful leftovers come. We already have some ham. Upstairs. So that'll help with funds. This sound here, not this, but this, are some drying sunflower stalks from my garden. Looks like we're gonna have to go down further than, oh no.
Able to reach it?
Yes, actually I am. Able to reach it, but not pull it out. So I need your help.
Okay. Whoops. Now
I'm gonna have to pull out of here, and you're gonna have to bring it out.
I got some work to do down.
Unfortunately, yes. Okay, I'm out of the way.
Well, it would have been simpler if I hadn't inherited those two large boxes of vinyl.
Well.
Let's protrude in front of the washer so that it...
Yeah, that's... I kind of caught on that. So anyway, it should be sticking up there, so...
Yeah. Let's just see it. Yep. Now, that would be, I believe, the smaller of the two, but I'm not positive about it.
Oh, that's okay.
All I can tell you is it's cold.
Yes, that much I know.
Oops. Slippery.
Yes.
That's my third opinion. But there's some stuff hanging on to it.
Well, you could probably shift that.
Yeah, I'm just going to try to get in there closer to my work.
Yep.
Easy as pie.
There we go.
Now you've probably got some things to put back in there.
Yeah, so if you could take that...
I'll take it out.
And stick it on the stairs right now because I want to march it upstairs. That'll thaw today.
You want to do a victory march, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's how solid that is.
Yep.
I don't know if people can hear that. That's there. More the plastic, but...
There we go.
Park it on the left of the stairs as you're going up.
Okay.
Sounds like a big rock in that
town. Yeah. So now we're going to go back in here.
Oh, there's
are burning from just handling
them. Well, that doesn't surprise me. Not a bit. Oops, sorry guys. That down a little too hard. So we've got some other stuff here to go back in here. Now make sure that some waffles are out. Because we'll have waffles tomorrow. We usually have them on Sundays. But we didn't have them this time around, so, because I slept in. There. Two things are up top that I need tomorrow. Waffles and cauliflower and broccoli. Those are two things that, well, we're not going to have them for turkey dinner, but I'll need them for tomorrow. Okay. Now, on our way up. Okay. Up we go. And it's cold, folks, as I'm sure you all know.
Yeah, we keep quite a cold freezer.
Yep. Well, some of me thinks that we might, probably should have done the bigger turkey, but then again, if it ends up being the two of us.
Yeah, well, this will work. Yeah. We may or may not have a friend drop in.
Exactly. This is Savory Farms Young Turkey. So, and I'm trying to find out how many kilos here.
Yeah, they don't always say.
Perfect for every day.
Perfect for every day, is that what it says?
Yes. Well, we may have to wait. At another time. It doesn't take very long for that to get done. A bit misshapen in some areas.
Oh.
Well, it just seems like it. Because of when it went in there. And
there might have been some stuff piled when it was soft or something.
Yeah. So anyway.
It'll come back around.
Yeah. So that's going to thaw today. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to stuff it with butter. Oh, sorry, not stuff it, but I'm going to put butter, a little bit of olive oil, and herbs under the skin.
Delicious.
Uh-huh. And also, I might add into a little bit of lemon juice. And then, in the cavity, and this is courtesy of, I think, is it Gordon Ramsay or Jamie Oliver?
No, I believe it was Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. That he suggested putting some herbs, an onion, and a lemon, and garlic in the cavity. I'm not one to stuff anymore. But with that kind of stuffing, ooh, that should really start to flavor, should really flavor the meat. So anyway, in case I don't hear from you today, Happy New Year, everybody. And I'll boo you tomorrow. Because I want you to be in on the festivities here at the Earl household. So, take care. God bless. Whatever you're doing today, may your journey be safe. And Happy New Year. Bye for now.
Happy New Year, everybody.